It's Shake and Bake, and I helped.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Hey there, Mud Baby and Pod People and the Hepatons of the planet Earth. It is I. Miss Thang and I jumped down here and recorded last night because when you get this, I will be on a plane to Memphis on my way to do shows there. So we recorded this late last night, and then when we played it back, heard all this popping and scratching. It sounds like an old 45 record. So, you know, when you do these podcasts, it's live, it's in the moment. You can't repeat it. You can't catch the moments that were live and enjoyable. So I don't want to throw this away. I'm just going to tell you that it's got a lot of noise and static in it. I will do better next time. We'll get rid of that. But for now, here it is. Here's the podcast. It was just too much fun to not throw out there. I hope you make it through. We'll do better on Monday. Have a great weekend. I'm going to be in Memphis, like I said. So if you're around Memphis, Google and find out where I am or check out my Facebook. It'll let you know. So here it is. Here's Miss Thang and I with Friday, August the 3rd's podcast. Good luck getting to the static, but have fun. Hello, Miss Thang.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
And you can't hear me?
I can't hear anything.
Is that better?
No.
No? You can't hear
me. There we go. There we go. Okay.
There we go.
All right.
Yay! So you found us some cool news stories today.
Yes, I won't take up too much of your time.
No,
but
please, take up more time. It's much easier when you help me take up time.
What? You've got enough craziness to fill a half hour. Yeah, I know that.
I do, but half the time it takes me 3 hours to think of stuff to say for 1 hour.
We got to take you to the dollar store and get you a pen and paper. You got to write
stuff down.
Yeah. Don't break stuff.
My mic is falling apart here. Probably it's all over the noise. There
what you were
go.
You doing today? Your mic's like down, like you're rapping.
I was talking. That's right. That's right. Do you get up into his bitches?
Oh, whoa. I'm back.
Son of a banana.
I don't think I'm ever going to live that one down. I don't know that I'm going to use that term anymore.
People still go, now what's that thing, a banana deal?
She likes bananas.
Remember the other day we were helping move, and they're like, now, Janet, what's that banana thing that you say on the podcast?
Yeah. I'm such a dork.
Son of a banana.
Have you tried replacing your curse words with fruit?
No, I won't. I have an image to uphold.
I'm picturing it right now, and I can't stop laughing. Just try. Like Monday's podcast.
Replace it with like a
banana. Like a
sorbet fruit. Of a bitch.
You still said the B word.
I don't.
You don't replace son of.
Oh, I can't figure it. I'm not good at this game.
Son of a biscuit or. I don't know. Is there a fruit or vegetable that starts with an F?
With an F.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of one right off
the bat. I can't either. I thought I was just having a blonde
what
moment.
What is a fruit that starts with an F?
Google.
A Fiji fruit.
There we go.
Fiji
fruit.
I don't even know if there's a Fiji fruit.
Well, we just made it up.
Fiji fruit.
I'm sorry. I totally got distracted. We should talk about the news.
Sure. Bring that mother Fiji on.
So, speed bumps. Yep. What do? They slow down traffic.
They do.
Yep. Forget those little orange cones or the yard signs that say slow children at play. Slow.
Children at play. Not slow children.
I said it the way.
Slow children at play.
There is an elderly lady that really knows how to stop traffic. By using sex. Have you heard about this?
No.
Red hot sex, to be specific, in the form of a swimsuit-covered blow-up doll that a woman in China has reportedly begun using to slow traffic down. We're not exactly sure what's drawing men into taking their eyes off the road to gawk at your sex doll tied to a tree.
Yeah.
And the safest thing that you can do for the it might not be safe, because say someone is slowing down, and then someone else is like, oh,
It's what, a wreck waiting to happen.
Other. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thanks for interpreting.
It's going to be a Baywatch accident.
So this Chinese lady has tied a blow-up doll to a tree to slow traffic.
It might be just a pervert trap. She might come out one day and there'll be just like some pervert humping it.
Oh, dear Lord.
Slow down, and next thing you know, that's the sound of vinyl.
Really? How do you know that?
I'm making it up.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't think you are.
You've rubbed on a balloon before? You know that sound a balloon makes?
Good save. Good save.
Okay, thank you.
All right, this is the headline we've been waiting for since 1993's premiere of Jurassic Park. And even if it's just a rumor, it must be discussed. Yeah. Clive Palmer, the eccentric gazillionaire.
Clive, let me guess. English, British, same thing?
I don't know that it says.
It doesn't, but Clive, you know.
Clive, and a gazillionaire. I would like to meet a gazillionaire, just to say I met a gazillionaire.
I don't even know what a gazillionaire is.
I think that's a lot.
That's more than a bazillionaire.
Why do you say that?
Because a beeb comes before G.
Oh, you're very smart in your thinking. Well, he is building Titanic 2 and is also rumored to be in talks with the scientists who cloned Dolly the Lamb to clone a living dinosaur.
I knew it was going to happen sooner or later. They've had the technology.
He must not have watched the end of the movie. He wants to keep the dinosaur in a fenced-in enclosure at his planned super luxury $3 billion resort.
$3 billion. How much? I gotta Google and figure out how he made his money. That's not one of those names that you hear. It's not like you hear, you know, who's the Windows guy? I can't think right now.
Gates.
Yeah, Bill Gates. That wouldn't surprise me if somebody like that. But there must be just bazillionaires around the world that we just don't hear about.
Yeah, we should investigate. And go visit them.
Yeah.
And befriend them.
I was going to say, I need a bazillionaire for a really good
perky
friend.
Perky jerky and pop chips. And remasculate.
Yes.
And I bet they'll be entertained and love it.
I want the gazillionaire to be my best friend. And just like, hey, you want to fly over to France and have lunch today? You know, one of those kind of people. Yeah, let's
French
do that.
Food. Yes. All right. Do you want me to continue?
Yes, please,
carry
continue.
Carry on. Jamie Johnson has set October 16th as the release date for his latest album.
Yay.
It's called Living for a Song, a tribute to Hank Cochran.
Yeah, he and Hank Cochran were very, very tight.
How do you know this?
Because I had read about it earlier. He and Billy Ray Cyrus were hanging out with Hank Cochran right before he died.
Oh.
I figured you might know that because it was a Billy Ray Cyrus reference.
I don't Google him daily.
Okay.
His album will have 16 tracks and will feature Jamie with guests such as Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, Alison Krauss, Vince Gill, Emmylou Harris, Kris Kristofferson, and many more. It's going to be out in vinyl, too.
Oh, see, September. The hipsters want the vinyl.
The hipsters.
They love... Can you hear that?
I think Moonpie is trying to dig through the... floor.
Through the floor. Can you hear that?
He's like, I hear you can dig to China. Let's dig to the basement.
I always wonder if people listening can hear noises that I hear.
The other day you spoke about it, but I could not hear Moonpie digging.
Digging. Like, but you hear that, how loud that is.
Where is he up there where he's digging?
It's either the carpet or the couch. The other day I heard the noise and I stopped the podcast. I ran up to look and he was scratching on the couch and it sounded that loud through the roof. And like today, the air conditioner kicked on, and it was really loud. And the cat actually jumped out of my lap. It was like, and I thought, I said, you know, did you hear that? Scared. Mm-hmm. Then when I listened back to the podcast, you couldn't hear it. So there's sounds in here that I guess the microphones aren't picking up.
But you can usually hear butterfly yapping.
Right, you can if you listen really close. You hear the banger.
Yes, because that's what she does. There are a million tales of people trying to break out of jail, but a woman in Ohio has been arrested for trying to sneak into a county jail. Did you hear about this?
No,
crazy lady?
That's retarded.
Retardation. Deputies with the Butler County Sheriff's Office arrested 36-year-old Tiffany R. Hurd when she was caught trying to climb over a barbed wire fence at the rear of the Butler County Jail near Cincinnati. The arrest came after staff told Hurd to leave the property, but she told them to arrest her. She wanted in the jail. She refused to leave, and then when she attempted to climb the fence, deputies say she was intoxicated, of course. They arrested her. Alcohol was involved. We need a t-shirt that says that. She was arrested, finally, on misdemeanor charges of criminal trespassing, and disorderly conduct. So she got her wish.
Did she just want in?
You know, I searched. I took the time to try and Google.
Because you know I asked these questions.
I'm like, he's going to ask why, like, was her boyfriend in there?
Or girlfriend.
Right. Politically correct.
Or did... Ooh. Thank you. Maybe she wanted some Chick-fil-A.
Dang. Not okay, mama.
What was I going to say? Oh, or maybe she's just one of those that, you know, like, I want food and shelter. You know,
right.
Like, I'm homeless and I'd rather just live in there. I'll act up just to...
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
I Googled and I could not, I found different versions of this story, but I did not find out why. I saw pictures of her and she may have just been crazy.
Yeah. I'll go with just crazy.
Just crazy.
Crazy. Listen to that. Did you hear the dog?
Yes. Don't point it out. Just pretend it's
okay.
Not there.
I can't
carry
hear.
On. After 14 seasons, Big Brother is finally headed to Canada.
Oh, they're going to get their own version.
The Canadians
now, huh?
Are excited. Yes. In 2013, Big Brother Canada will kick off and possibly air on Slice, which I don't know anything about Canadian TV.
I don't either.
Yep. So, Canadians out there.
CBC is the only one I know. Canadian Broadcast Company. It's
gotcha.
Like the BBC, but that's all I know.
That's more than I know. You just taught me something. The new promo spot was posted by Robin Cass last Monday. Cass is the person that does all of the casting for Big Brother US. Casting for Big Brother Canada began earlier this week. Applicants must be 19 years old. You can apply online or at an open casting call. Applications online can be done at www.bigbrothercanada.ca, and the submission deadline is October 16th.
I take it you would have to be Canadian to do it?
I'm thinking so.
I'm thinking soul. I want to do Big Brother now.
We've talked about this.
I know. I want to do it.
All right.
I didn't want to before. I didn't even like the show. But now that...
Okay, folks. Last year, I introduced him to Big Brother. I was like, you got to check this out. You might hate it. And if you do, that's fine. I love this show. I've loved this show since season 2. And
now I'm loving it.
Check it out. So we're watching, I was like, you know, I really wanted to do this show because it looks like fun. You know, you only live once. And he's like, you want to be away from me for that long? Because it's like, what, 13 weeks?
Yeah, three months, the summer
and
show.
And made me feel horrible for even suggesting the idea. And this year, a year later,
I wanted
the
to do the
honeymoon
show.
Is over, folks. He wants to escape our house, go live in a house with strangers, and...
You wouldn't care, would you?
Raise a muck.
You wouldn't care. $500,000. I'd be very good at it, I think, because I do have I've got a personality. I can play along. I would actually know how to be fun in the house. I could, when you go to the diary room, I don't just have to be loud like Joe, just new guy that talks like this to the TV in the diary room. I'll be damned if I'm going down this easy.
I'm really hoping by the time that this podcast airs that we're recording right now, Joe's out. But I'm really worried about Frank. Because Joe just annoys the bejesus out of me.
Well, see, I could go in there and not be Joe. That's all you got to do is not be Joe and stay in the house.
Hmm.
You know? And then,
I'll
flash some butt cheek at the camera to add a little sex appeal.
You would show your butt cheek to other women?
No, just to the camera.
Do you know how many people watch that camera? Lots of women.
See?
I see what you're doing. And then you would get out and be like, who's Janet? Oh.
No.
You can move on out. Peace out. Thanks for watching my dogs. I did a wave.
Can you hear that?
And then Pooh Bear and I would just miss you and Moon Pie and Butterfly and...
Well, then I won't... Shut up! Shut up! Stop barking! I'm trying to do a show! Don't be a turd.
I don't think he's able to maintain focus.
God.
You just got to block it out.
I can't. I know that somebody's sitting listening to this. Oh, just go shut the... dog up.
There's no way to shut that dog up.
Hold on. I hit pause. I stopped it. I had to go get the dog.
And now he's cuddling with a toy poodle.
Yeah, and if I set it down, it's going to bark. You should see me. I'm so cute with the toy poodle. Look at me. I would win Big Brother. I'd just hold a toy poodle and show my butt cheek. And I'd win.
Like Will.
Huh?
Like Will.
Hi, I'm Will.
Will has some beautiful hair.
He does have nice hair.
I'm jealous of his hair.
I'm going to have good hair again soon, too.
You have great hair.
Yeah, but I'm going to have even more hair when I finally do the Bosley medical hair restoration. Huh?
Probably think this song is about you. You're so vain.
So vain!
I can't believe it is saying. Let's carry on with this news before people turn off. Lindsay Lohan's a crazy, crazy lady.
What's she do now?
While filming her new movie, The Canyons, she has made an odd request. Lindsay's role requires her to go topless for a certain scene.
Ooh.
So, is that appealing to you?
No, because she doesn't have any nipples. Have you seen her
boobs? I have not.
You haven't
seen her
boobs? She has no nipples.
It's great that you have.
How do people not have nipples?
I don't know.
You know, they're just like, they're like...
You think... I know she made money, and then she spent a lot of money, and she made a little money. But you think by now she would have gotten fake boobs. She seems like that type of person.
Well, she's got okay boobs. She just doesn't have any nipples. Can you get nipple transplants? Is there something like you could just go, I'd like to have these nipples.
Maybe you should replace your news girl with a news guy, because... I have nothing to add to that part of this conversation. My boyfriend's sitting here going, she has nice boobs. And I stopped listening at that point.
She does have nice boobs,
okay.
though.
Okay. Was her odd request?
Yeah, go ahead.
So she was going to have to go topless.
What's the name of this movie?
Hold on. It's called The Canyons.
Okay.
Apparently she's uncomfortable going topless. According to sources, the only way Lindsay would do the topless scene would be if the entire 10-man crew stripped down to their underwear.
You'd be okay with that, wouldn't you?
I have a boyfriend.
What does that mean?
The crew was hesitant at first, but eventually obliged and dropped their panties. Or, I mean, pants. They kept their panties on. Whoa.
They did?
Yes.
They just had to stand there in their underwear.
In their underwear.
But probably she was self-conscious because of her nipples. Just want to stunt nipples.
Yay.
They could have makeup girl come in and draw them on or something.
Speaking of another woman that you like, trying to get away from the boob topic.
Okay.
Sarah Evans posted a picture of herself without makeup last Sunday.
She's got nice boobs too.
This might be Miss Thing's last podcast. Within 10 minutes of her posting the picture. It had over 3,000 likes. Many of the comments indicated that people liked Sarah without makeup, and makeup is overrated.
Oh, I thought maybe they just saw Sarah Evans with no, and they clicked on it before the rest of it. They're like, Sarah Evans, no clothes? Sarah Evans, no top?
Hey, Mike Jones, you want to do this on a full-time basis? Call me. Hiring.
So anyway, she got how many likes?
3,000 likes within 10 minutes. And then the last time I checked, which has been a couple days ago, there were like 40,000 likes. 40,000 likes.
You know what that means? That means there's a lot of women that don't like makeup.
Yes.
Do you know? I mean, I've heard
this topic. Yeah, I love makeup. I wear more makeup than most of the women that I work with.
Because they don't just like some eyeliner.
Right.
Or
yeah, they might wear
gloss.
Makeup if they're going out on a special night on the town. I feel like I'm naked without my eye makeup and my regular makeup. And
what's wrong with that? I mean, I hear people, these women, like, I can't stand it. I don't like the way it makes my skin feel. I can't find a good guy. Usually it runs in a sentence like that.
Right.
You know?
I remember when I first started wearing makeup, it was uncomfortable. You get used to it. Let's see. That was 15 years ago, mm-hmm. 16 years ago that I first started wearing makeup. I got used to it very quickly.
Well, what do you believe that when they say these things, like, I'm allergic to it?
No, there's hypoallergenic makeup.
Yeah, so I thought the same thing. I'm allergic to makeup. No,
mm-hmm.
They tested on rabbit's eyes. You're all right.
Yeah, it's just, I don't want to make anyone mad.
Go ahead.
I think it's laziness. Mm-hmm. Like, it. You've seen me as my hair's gotten longer. I'm like,
I gotta get up earlier and do my hair.
I have to get up earlier. But makeup isn't even an issue. Like, I'm gonna put on makeup. It doesn't matter. I sleep in. I might not do anything else, but I'm going to put on my eye makeup because I don't have eyes.
But it makes you look better. That's right. What makeup does.
Right.
It makes you look better. So why wouldn't somebody want to look better? You know, it's
because just, in their world, that isn't better.
If
you in their
don't
world,
like me the
it's
way
natural.
I am.
Yep. Hmm. But anyway, Sarah explained that she was happy with the way her stylist had styled her hair that day, so she snapped a picture, even though she just showered and hadn't done her makeup. And she has a webisode that we checked out, and you can actually Google it. It's on YouTube.
What is it called? Simply Sarah?
Simply Sarah, yeah. Where she actually talks about this incident.
And how they're following the likes.
Yes, and she is new to Facebook, because she didn't know how to look at the comments under the picture. How do I look at the comments? What if I read a bad one? You don't have the ability to not read something that
yeah,
looks...
Yeah, she said, how would if I read a bad one? Here, I'll read them for you. So she had somebody else read them so she wouldn't see a bad one. I can see that, though.
I wonder if someone wipes her booty for her. Mm. Maybe she doesn't want to touch that. Ew.
Where do you apply for that job?
All right. It's time for Miss Thing to start her weekend. I'm out of here.
No, don't go. Don't go. Let's talk about Miss Sarah Evans' booty and Lindsay Lohan's lack of nippleage. Come back.
Bye-bye.
Why? Why do you get so embarrassed about stuff like that?
No girl likes to hear their boyfriend talk like that.
Like what?
About other girls' boobs and booties?
We're talking about people in the news. It's not like I'm saying, you know, the neighbor lady's got nice tits.
There's no difference in my mind.
There's not?
No.
This is like celebrity gossip. This is like Perez Hilton talking about, you know.
So
this
what if I
like,
was like, wow, look at Matthew McConaughey's banana. He's got a nice banana.
Did you just replace
yes.
penis with the word banana?
Yes.
Isn't there a fruit that starts with a P?
Papaya?
There you go.
But a banana looks more similar than a papaya.
A banana looks more like a what?
Like a papaya.
You're so weird.
I'm weird?
You're so...
I guess that's why we ended up together.
I guess
we're
so.
We're two very weird people in two very different ways.
Yeah.
But anyway, what if I was all Googling on Matthew McConaughey's? Business.
You do. You went to see Magic Mike, and you were like, it was pretty hot. He looked good.
There was no pee-pee shots.
Yeah, I didn't say that, but I say you Google. I mean, you not Google.
It's not
you,
like I'm like, you mentioned
people.
Like a guy, and I'm like, oh, Matthew McConaughey's abs. No. You know, that's kind of, I mentioned topless Lindsay Lohan. She's got
nom,
nice boobs.
Nom.
I mentioned Sarah Evans, you're like, booty.
Nom.
Wow. I must be doing something wrong here.
Why? No, because... you look great. You're hot. This is celebrity. I'm trying to draw this out of you, bring you into the world of, you know, just more open.
Lusting and... after other people.
No, just talking about celebrities in the news.
Huh. I can talk about, I have celebrity news.
Okay.
I already said it.
I thought you had another one.
I love celebrity news. I read it all the time.
Yeah. So you don't ever notice anything about anybody like that? There's no physical things that you notice about, like, wow, somebody such and such has got ears that stick out. Oh, you know?
That's a little different than you oogling Lindsay's boobs.
I saw a picture of her boobs, and I
and you
noticed
said,
she...
those are nice boobs, but wait, her nipples are a little jacked up.
I said it something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, gross. She didn't have any nipples. I think exactly what I...
Yeah. She's just kind of a gross girl all around.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a lady.
But at least they point forward. That's important.
I don't know that, and I don't need to know that.
As long as they...
I forgot what a T sounds like for a second.
As long as boobs point forward and up, they're okay. It's when they point down. Once you start to get like pointing down boobs,
Is that my expiration date? It's like a sundial.
If you
I'm good. Bye-bye.
No, if you have to lift your boob when you spray tan,
that's
not always a bad thing. Okay, that's not a good... That's not...
How would you know that?
I don't. I'm just...
Bologna and cheese!
Ladies,
wouldn't you be a little annoyed at this point with your boyfriend?
No. Yeah. They probably talk about the same stuff.
PinkBarb27 at yahoo.com. At PinkBarb27 on Twitter. Let's men bash. He's going to be gone this weekend. I'm going to need something to do.
You're going
to
man bash?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're giving him ammunition like nobody's business.
I am?
Mm-hmm.
The ones that have to hold up their boobs are going to write you. I have to hold up my boobs, and I think he's wrong. Now, there's a difference between having to hold them up.
Because they're so massively big and perky.
Yes, right. There's a difference between that and having to,
and
like...
And then you have those of us that could probably work a training bra properly. And there's no lifting ever. And probably will never be.
Well, then you won't have to worry about it having those weird doll eyes that look in different directions.
I don't know what you're talking about, because I've not seen many boobies.
You'd have never
been...
I can't believe
we're talking about boobies.
You've never been in a woman's gym?
I don't stare at... This is the problem. You guys think we sit in the locker room and stare at each other's boobs and...
You don't?
Cuckoos.
Cuckoos?
I don't know.
Coconuts? Looking at their
Cuckoo for coconuts.
At their furry coconut?
No one has furry coconuts anymore, babe.
They should. Damn it. They should. Bring back the furry coconut. Coconut. Furry coconut. Coconut. Furry coconut.
You're weird.
Maybe a little
but
bit.
But we don't sit in the gym and oogle each other.
Never. Never notice somebody that walks past you naked in the gym. You don't go,
No.
Hope something falls on her.
No.
Huh.
Wow. Is that what you guys do in the gym?
Like you get jealous?
Like, no. Oh, I wish he came down with ED or something.
ED?
He can't use that anymore. I don't know.
You were just talking about erectile dysfunction. Do you know your parents listen to this podcast?
No, they don't. They don't. I tried to get them to watch something on YouTube, and they're like, I don't think my computer does that. I tried.
What would your mom say if she heard you talking about a papaya dysfunction?
What is your boyfriend's name again?
Yeah, because it changes so often.
No, we've been together 2 years. You do not even... OMG. No, she just kind of... I think she...
Lives in her own world.
She has my mama world.
Yeah, my mom's like that sometimes. They live in their, you know... Mom
She's
world.
Never called me anything other than Janet, and I'm very happy about that.
Oh, that's good. I was always got Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, you, Steve, you know you're going to get in here. You know that. You know, parents that run through, they can't remember your name.
I was always Jan Carr. No, Car Jan.
Car Jan.
Because my brother's name is Carl, and I'm Janet, obviously.
So it's just Carl Jan.
Car Jan. And I finally, when I got older, I'm like, my name is not Car Jan. His name is not Jan Carr.
No, the Carl Jan sounds like somebody that works at the drive-through window at the chicken place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But and then when I got older, I realized every parent does it. And I do it with the animals. I'll be like, Poo, butterfly.
Poo, butterfly? Poo, butterfly!
Yeah.
That sounds like a dirty thing.
Of course
Did
it does.
Did you shave your poo, butterfly?
Wow. Is that another name for my arm?
For your coconut? For your furry coconut?
Did you just hear that?
What was that?
I don't know. I think it was the call of Pooh Bear's Wild.
Oh. All right. Well, we can go ahead and wrap this up, I guess. You're getting really red and embarrassed from talking about papayas and furry coconuts. And
you probably need to move a blanket out to the doghouse.
Poop putter pie or whatever it was.
Yeah, that doghouse needs a blanket tonight. It looks like it might rain.
Ooh, I'm not going to have to sleep on the couch, am I?
No, the doghouse.
I'm in the doghouse just because
yes.
Just because I noticed Lindsay Lohan doesn't have any. I'm not even going to say the word. You just get all make a face at me every time I say the word nipple.
Just say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. It's been fun. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Thanks for your news stories, Miss Thang.
Thanks.
You found some good ones. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry I've been gone a few days. I'll try and do better.
You've been busy. You volunteer at the hospital and stuff like that, so I can't grab you all the time. See, that's what a good person she is. She works all day at her real job, and then she goes and volunteers at a hospital.
A real volunteer doesn't brag about it.
I know I'm bragging about it for you. All right, guys. We'll see you. Remember, support our sponsors.
Perky Jerky.
Yeah, just got a new box of it in.
Nom nom.
Yeah, so it's the beef Perky Jerky. Starting probably on Monday or sometime next week, I'm going to do the giveaway.
Start giving away. And then in a couple weeks, we've got the big Pop Chip giveaway.
Right, Pop Chips is going to give us.
It's going to be huge.
And that's really cool that Pop Chips is doing this. They're going to give us Pop Chips for a month. You'll get, you could win a month's worth of Pop Chips. It's to go along with their new tortilla chips,
yes.
I believe.
Yes, they're rolling out tortilla chips as part of their line.
Yeah, the Thai spicy chili is one
I
of
haven't
my favorite.
Tasted any that I don't like.
No, they're all great. They're
and
all
they're
great.
Only $100 or $100. 100 calories a bag. So it's not like you're going to
get this. So you don't feel bad when you eat three or four bags.
Month supply and get chunky. No, you'll probably get thinner.
That's right. All right, guys, we appreciate it. We'll see you on Monday.
Monday. And you'll get to tell us all about how walking in Memphis was.
Yeah, because I'll be in Memphis Saturday night doing shows at 8 and 10:30.
Have you found out where you're actually playing?
Yes, I do, but I can't remember right off my head right now. It's some theater in Memphis. If you live in Memphis, Google Steve McGrew.
Just go to
Memphis,
Facebook.
Or go to Facebook. You'll find it. I'll post it on there. All right, guys. God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys.
Giddy up, ba um ba ba mau mau.
We bid you adieu.
Bye bye.
Bye.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're underwear, thing rains and news, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind